Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Well, hello, everybody. Ray Roberts in for Carl and Linda Bott. They'll be back on Monday. They're not on a mule trip this week. They're on visiting relatives or something. Went on a mule trip. Their idea of a holiday and my idea of a holiday are totally 100% out of sync. A mule trip. That's what the last weekend was. Anyway, we're glad to have you with us. This is News Talk 1400 KQMS. Our telephone number, 221-1402. We have a toll-free line, 1-800-521-1989. We're also on 1670 AM, and we are streamed. We have an auction tomorrow. As a matter of fact, Kay Shasta, the Hank, and KQMS will be on auctioning off things tomorrow morning. They got some great things. And boy, they have a fountain. I didn't realize that you could call before the auction actually starts and buy stuff outright. Yeah, so make a lot of savings is what you do. You know, I had a question this morning that I wanted to ask, and there's a couple of things I wanted to throw out. This being Friday, it's, of course, open house, general conversation. Anything you may want to talk about, we can do that. They've renamed the downtown mall into the Market Street Promenade. You may have some comments to make about that. One of my questions I was going to ask today, if you are a Democrat or a Republican, could you tell me why? And could you tell me how far right or left you are? Are you close to the center, or are you way out to the fringes? I will admit that I am on the right, but I'm not on the right like Ken Murray used to describe me as a little bit right of Attila the Hun. I'm a little bit to the right. I believe in helping people who can't obviously help themselves or people who are caught in a situation of not of their own doing. I think we need to help people like that as much as we can. And I'm for people having rights and a lot of other things. But I'm totally against the idea of helping people who are lazy and shiftless. I quite frankly am a pretty hard line as far as that goes, you know. I don't like the government involved in my life. I don't think the government has ever done anything personally for me. My background is not one where they helped in any kind of way. And I don't want them to. I just want them out of my life. So anyway, you may comment on that. Also, I'm amazed that people, the record searchlight goes through this thing about asking people questions. And I thought I would kind of use that as this morning. The question on what do you think in the record searchlight data said, where do you think the city of Reading should cut its budget and why? I'm not going to mention the names. A residential councilor said that those stupid, inefficient palm trees on Hilltop and the lamppost on Market Street were a waste of money. Okay. And a cosmetologist said they spend too much money on tourism stuff like the palm trees and the Sundial Bridge. I'm amazed that people put the palm trees were done by the hotel people up on Hilltop, and the Sundial Bridge was financed by a philanthropic organization. So it's not taxpayer money. So you're not saving anything if you don't do those things. And one person here, a safety officer, I want to preface, a safety officer said they shouldn't be cutting out the police or fire department, administration costs, or beautification of the city. All should be cut down. I don't know how many people understand tourism dollars and how much it rolls over. Tourism dollars is a big thing, and every city and every small town in the country is bidding on it, trying to get tourism dollars because it's such an asset. Anyway, you may have some comments to make about that. What do you think the city of Reading should cut from its budget and why? And we'll do all of that stuff and anything else you might have on your mind. 11 minutes after 8 o'clock in the morning, 221-1402 is our number, our toll-free number, 1-800-521-1989. This is News Talk 1400 KQMS. All right, we're back again, 14 minutes after 8 o'clock in the morning. We had a real lively conversation yesterday concerning all the things at Wally Herger's meeting and the things that were said there. And the idea about health care and how many people are for health care and how many are against it. A lady called yesterday, and because two of her children, she said it was too expensive for them to get, she thought that the government ought to furnish it. We disagreed, but I don't think they're looking at the right thing with the health care thing, quite frankly. To me, tort reform should be the first thing on the agenda, but they won't even consider that. Another thing, she should examine the cost, the profit margins of maybe some pharmaceutical companies and insurance writers of liability. There's some things here that probably should be done that would save tremendous amounts of money during a healthcare debate. If all these people that have insurance are happy with it and you change it, are you going to make them mad? I mean, what is the outcome if they do pass this public option? I mean, in 10 years, are all of us going to be on health insurance furnished by the federal government? Is that the plan? They say, well, we're not going to do that. You'll be able to keep your doctor and we'll be able to keep your whatever. Do you believe politicians? And the reason I ask that is I just got back from a trip to a lot of countries, and I talked to people about health insurance, and all of them had a national health, or, you know, whatever you want to call it, socialized medicine. And I couldn't find anyone who was satisfied with it. And talked to a lady in St. Petersburg, Russia, who said, you better put back a bank account and save yourself some money if you want to exist, because whenever you get sick, if you get sick, you are going to have to go pay for it yourself, because the government's not going to do it for you. So, and this is from a country that has 50-60% income taxes. You know, when you get down to it, if you look at other countries and you see people who have been through it. The other night on Fox News, they had the past president of the medical association in Canada who said the Canada system is gone. I mean, it's bad. It is bankrupt. It is done. They said it was imploding, was their expression. And they said the United States doesn't want to adopt our policy and we don't want to adopt theirs, but that was basically it shows the inefficiency, even in Canada, you know. All right, let's see. Dorothy, hi, on News Talk 1400, KQMS.
Hi.
Hi.
I called because you lied about me this morning.
I did not.
I called yesterday, and mm-hmm. you said that I had called and said the government should pay for my children's health care, the two that can't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
I never said that. I said the government should be regulating health care. I also said that for you and I, who, when we were growing up, the companies usually gave us health care. I mean, they're stopping that now. We didn't have the worries that our children do now, where they're working without health care. And not only that, I'll bet you wouldn't give up your Medicare. I wouldn't give up mine. And we spend a lot more than we put in when we get
Let me address a couple of these, if I could, Dorothy.
First, please address what you said about me. I did not
I
want health care regulated.
Well, I thought you were inferring, well, if it's regulated, who's going to pay for your children's health care?
They're going to pay for it, but the health care is too high. We have got to do something about that. There are many young people, young families in this city of Reading that can't afford health care.
How many of them can afford it but don't because they consider it too high and they want some other perks in their life, like expensive cars and things? Yeah.
You know what? I know. You take a few people and you say, oh, they just want something.
No, I'm asking you.
Most people are willing to pay for health care. Most of them that I know, I don't know who you know, are willing to pay for health care.
Okay, wait a minute. I'll tell you who I know. I have a son that's 26 years old. It makes it halfway decent salary. And he was telling me that all of his friends, and him included, said he won't buy it because, first off, they give you a high, you have to pay a lot before they even cover anything. It's like a $1,500 or $100 or $2,500 deductible. He said it costs too much. It's $300 or $400 or $500 a month. It costs way too much. He chooses not to buy it, even though he could buy it.
Oh, yes, and how much do you and I pay for our health care? What do they take out of your Medicare check?
They
take out, what, $100 and some? Why can't the younger children have affordable health care? I'm not saying the government, but, Dugan Barr did a very good thing before your program came on where he said, the clients that have Medicare always have their bills paid. The fights that he gets in with the insurance companies are the health care insurance. I'm talking about the government doing something about the health care industry.
Well, you want to quote Dugan Barr. The first thing they want to do is have tort reform to keep the lawyers from suing doctors.
Well, we already have it here in the state of California. It's capped at, what, $250,000? But then there's got to be
No,
what do you do when somebody cuts off the wrong leg? You get them, $250,000. $250,000 for the rest of their life, and it does happen.
I don't know that that's capped at $250,000. Dugan goes on television and talks about how many millions of dollars he got in settlements.
Well, he's had quite a few people, too.
I'm talking about he names individual cases.
As I understand it, we have a cap for med malpractice here, and it's $250,000.
Are the doctors in I'm going to ask my doctor.
I am too, because that's my understanding. They capped it some time ago.
No, I've got to ask my doctor if he can give me some kind of a round figure on how much he has to pay in liability insurance and why.
But the doctors are having problems with the insurance companies. Not as much with Medicare. They're having problems with the insurance companies. And when I called yesterday, I said we have to do something about regulating insurance companies. I did not say that the government has to give my children insurance.
Well, maybe I misunderstood what you were inferring. I thought you were inferring that they wanted national health care.
I'm saying
to take
regulation, the same way they regulate that airplane that you flew across overseas. And good thing we have government regulation because they wouldn't do their job. And we need regulation in many things, including insurance.
Can I ask you, are you a Democrat?
Yes, but I am a moderate Democrat.
Okay, I was going to ask that.
I have voted Republican.
Okay.
I have voted Republican.
How much do you want the government into your life?
The government's in our life all the time. It's taking taxes on everything. We have to have rules and regulations. That's why we have rules for the road. That's why people have to have driver's licenses. That's why we wear our seatbelts. The government's in our life, and it's in my life with Medicare, and it's in your life with Medicare. If you're so upset with the government, give up your Medicare and
insurance. You made a point yesterday that I'd like to address as well. You said something about $58,000 in Medicare is paid by the average person before they get on Medicare. That may be. I don't know. I don't know what the figures are.
Well, I don't know what. It depends. I'm going by what I know about the...
Let me finish my thought. But the idea that what if somebody paid into Medicare for all those years and dies at 63?
Yes, that's true. Most of us are living longer, though.
Well, yeah, but a lot of them are not. My father died. He paid double Social Security his whole life and died at 59. Who do you think got his money?
Well, you know what? That is the exception because most of us are living longer and most of us are taking much more out of Medicare than we put in. You have to admit that. I mean, you know, the last 10 years of our lives, we're taking much more. My husband died a year ago and he was 86. And I know the last 3 years before he died, it was thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars that Medicare paid. We also pay for a supplement, but they still paid way more than I'm sure he put in.
You got to go, Dorothy.
So what I'm saying is give our kids a chance, too.
Okay. We have to take a break. We'll come back 23 minutes after 8 o'clock in the morning. 221-1402 is our number. This is News Talk 1400 KQMS. 26 minutes after 8 o'clock in the morning. Glad to have you with us. Jim, good morning. You're News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
Hey, I'd like to comment on, you asked if I was a Democrat or a Republican and why.
Yeah.
Well, I was a Democrat until Bill Clinton got in office.
Okay.
And when the thing came out about him smoking marijuana, came up and he said, well, I didn't inhale. I thought, oh, come on, give me a break. And that was the first example of how, in my opinion, the Democrats, they seem to twist things around or they're not straightforward and they're basically a bunch of liars. In my opinion.
Okay, well, it's like it depends on what the definition of word the is, right?
Yeah, and like, you know, he cheated on his wife. If your wife can't trust you, how can the people?
Now, I agree with that. If you will lie to your wife and you will take a chance on destroying your family, what will you do for a political office?
Right.
You know, to me, can you just be half honest?
Yeah.
Are you honest or you're not honest? Are you half honest, you know?
Yeah, well, there's no in between, you know. In my opinion, you're either honest or you're not.
Do you consider yourself far right or just a little bit on the right side of?
I'm pretty much, I'd say, 70% on the right. You know,
you don't like the government in your job in your business?
No, I do not. You know, I mean, the government should, you know, take care of. Basically, I mean, they have their definition of social issues is out of whack because, I mean, they should take care of, you know, taking care of the roads, the military, you know, real social issues. you know, not, you know, getting into my health care or, you know, anything, you know, other than, you know, stuff that, like the police department or the fire department.
Okay.
You know, that is what government is for, in my opinion.
Jim, I appreciate your call.
Now, and another quick thing I'd like to get to is the illegal alien issue.
Uh-huh.
Now, this is costing, just in California, billions of dollars. And, you know, people talk about health care, and I'm going to try to make this quick. About 8 years ago, I didn't have medical insurance. Now, people who don't make a certain amount of money can get Medi-Cal, and they get everything, you know, all dental, health, you know, all that stuff, which is, in my opinion, is great.
Mm-hmm.
But right here in Shasta County, my daughter broke her arm about 8 years ago. I did not have medical insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And I still have a job. I've been there 13 years. I went down to get emergency Medi-Cal. And I went into this...
We have to hurry, Jim. We're up against a hard break here.
Right. Well, I went down and basically had to go back and forth showing them all my income and everything. Well, there was a lady down there with her interpreter, and the lady behind the desk said, asked this lady from down south, she said, "Do you have any documentation for your kids?" And the interpreter said, "No, she doesn't." And the lady said, "Oh, that's okay."
Okay, I got to run, Jim. We have to take a break. We do have the news. It's a hard break. And I wonder, we have a lot of people on the line. Bruce, we'll get to you right on the other side of this break, so please stay with us. I'm Ray Roberts in for Carl and Linda Bonnet, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Okay, we're at 28 and a half minutes before 9 o'clock in the morning. And Bruce, thank you for holding here on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, Ray.
Good morning.
I think we probably have to have some type of regulation, but it would certainly be nice if it was common sense regulation. But just for instance, I know this for a fact, I have the insurance companies regulate across state lines about buying insurance because I have a friend the same age as I am. We have the same mutual of Omaha policy. And his is $100 a month, and mine's $147 because he lives in Medford, Oregon.
I think that's a good idea. I don't know why you can't. Is that set by insurance commissions to say that you can only buy it in your state? They authorize, insurance companies authorize in the state of California, for example, to operate.
Evidently, because I called his broker up there and tried to buy it, and he couldn't sell it to me because I live in California.
Yeah, I think it is. I think they have to be regulated by the state. And when I first came here, this is off the health care, but when I came here, I had a policy on my car. And I went down and transferred it over to California, and it was almost twice as much as the insurance on my car. And it wasn't because I had accidents or anything else. It was just because a woman laughed and said it was because I moved to California.
Well,
she quit laughing. She quit laughing whenever I went to Geico and got it back half again.
Yeah.
And I told her why I was canceling it, and she quit laughing.
Well, but, we had regulation, Ray, on Freddie Mae and Fannie Mae and Freddie Mae and all, or whatever that is there, and look what happened there.
Well, that was no regulation. What they did, what they had told them, and this goes back to Chris Dodd and Barney Frank and those people,
right.
They told them to let poor people buy houses, even if they couldn't afford them, and that's what caused the problem.
Right, but if you have this much lobbyists and money involved in all these issues, and it doesn't seem like it comes out for the good of the mankind out here, it's good of the big companies and the money, wherever the money goes. Anyway, I'll take my answer on the air, Ray.
Okay, thanks, buddy. I don't see how they can save money unless they cut from the top. The top is, if they don't get into tort reform, the top is the last 10 years of your life cost more money. And if that's the case, then the only way that they're going to cut expenses is to cut older people off, which means let people die. Dwight, hi, on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hi, Ray. I want to talk on both of your issues today.
Sure.
The first is the city of Reading, and they mentioned the laying off of the 9 officers. The solution to that is that they have approximately 12 officers that are approaching retirement age, that they could actually retire a year, maybe a year and a half early, and save quite a bit of money, because each one of the 9 officers that have been hired in the last 2 years, they have spent quite a bit of money training these officers. They don't come cheap the first couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
So laying off those officers is an expensive move in comparison to early out for other officers, which they have. and are going to retire anyway.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that the perception right now, as what I'm told, is that our city council is reluctant to take that move because it would appear that they're giving somebody something. Gary, they're allowing these officers to retire a little bit early.
If they allowed them to retire,
still have the service credit.
If they, that's what I was going to ask. If they retired a year early, does that mean that they lose 1 year on their retirement?
No, that would be the package. If they would be giving them that 1 year service credit, it's not cash, but 1 year service credit is what I'm told.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, many organizations have done it. They refer to it in the past in school systems as a golden handshake, different things, and that's been unpopular with the public. Sometimes because it appears that you're giving somebody something. But in this, what you're actually doing is these nine officers that would be laid off, you're actually giving them the opportunity to pay their mortgage. You're giving the opportunity to take about, they figure it's about $20,000 worth of training that each one of these officers have,
yeah.
And you're going to lose that.
Okay. Hey, thanks for the call. Take care. We need to take a break, or we got a while. We got a while. Okay. Ed, hi, on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. Doing great.
Hey, I got several comments, but I'll start with one of them. You mentioned, I think you said it was your son and his friends who didn't buy insurance.
Yeah.
Well, that's the essential problem about individual insurance. I've been paying for it for 30 years, and the paradox is, of course, if your son and his friends developed a health problem, they wouldn't be able to get individual insurance.
Well, yeah, but they don't look at it that way because he's 26 years old. He thinks he's never going to die, never going to get sick. And he did have an accident. He works, as a mechanic. So he messed up one hand and he went up to the emergency clinic and paid for it. He paid for it himself. And he said it was a $1,500 or $2,500 deductible the first year. And he didn't feel like that he'd ever, in his age group, ever get there unless something catastrophic happened to him.
Well, yeah, but if he developed, for instance, asthma, diabetes, a continuing health problem, he would immediately be in that situation. So I just like to say my situation, I've been paying for individual health insurance for almost 30 years. And because I always carry a high deductible, I'm just where your kid would be had he been. I paid probably $50,000 in premiums and gotten virtually nothing back.
Is there a possibility that if something happens to you that you get some kind of catastrophic illness?
Exactly.
You didn't let me finish.
Sure.
If you get a catastrophic illness, is it possible that your insurance company at that point will drop you?
No, they can't. At least in theory, they can't.
Well, you see, that's
the reason I've got it, you see.
I know, but that doesn't mean they can't do it.
Well, you say that now that's getting complicated because first off, it's Blue Cross. I was worried about that a few years ago.
You know, Blue Cross just got a big lawsuit because they dropped a bunch of people that had catastrophic illness, and the state came back and made them pay some money back.
But that was for people. What they did is they claimed that people had concealed. That's the other problem with private coverage, is if you do make a claim, they go back on your application and say your son, he had a hand injury.
Yeah.
Then 5 years from now, he develops, carpal tunnel in that hand. They'll go back, check his medical records, and claim it was because of that hand injury.
Yeah.
Et cetera, et cetera. So there are problems with it. Okay. But your argument now, it sounds like you're saying that all insurance is bad.
No, I don't think it is.
Contrary to what you were saying
before. I don't think it all insurance companies. I didn't mean to infer that. I'm just saying that there's always loopholes in the law. You were saying that if you have it all these years, it means that you're totally covered. And that,
no, I don't believe I am, and that's why I'm in favor of single payer.
Yeah, well, see, that's the idea that what can happen will happen someplace. So that's, when you say you have something and you think that you have it, I've got catastrophic coverage that I pay for myself, and I've got a lot of other insurance things that I pay for myself. At my age group, I know I'm going to die. My son doesn't realize that someday he's going to.
Well,
that's the whole deal.
It's not dying I'm worried about. It's worried about waking up in an emergency room and finding out that the hospital owns my home and all my other assets. That's the real problem.
Okay.
There is no, but the point I want to make here is the essential problem is if you give people the option to opt out, certain people will opt out, but they'll be the healthy people that you need in the pool to keep costs low. The reason that it costs so much for individual insurance is because people who don't think they're going to need it, like your son, do opt out.
I know. Yeah. Okay. Okay, thanks for the call.
Bye.
Take care, man. All right. Bob, you're on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Yeah, Ray.
Hi.
Voice from the past.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever heard from Frank?
You know what? Now that you mention it, I haven't heard from Frank in a long time.
I was just wondering. I used to enjoy him.
Well, if he's listening, I want him to call.
There you go.
Okay.
You still got the black M?
The what?
Black Mercedes.
No, I sold it to a friend of mine and got a gold one now. I've got a gold Mercedes. It's I upgraded a little bit.
There you go. Well, I'm sure glad to hear from you.
Hey, thanks, Bob. Take care.
Have a good day.
You too. I don't know what's happened to Frank. It's 20 minutes till 9 o'clock in the morning. Our telephone number 221-1402. Our toll-free number is 1-800-521-1989. We're at 1670. We're streamed on the Internet. And we, of course, at News Talk 1400 KQMS. All right. 16 minutes now before 9 o'clock. And Carl and Linda Bott will be back on Monday. They went to visit some relatives. I think... Where'd they go? Did they give it to New Mexico or someplace? Jerry, hi, on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Jerry?
I'm doing good. You know, some people you just can't reason with because they're so positive that they're right. So sometimes you just have to listen and thank them and hang up.
You know, that's very good advice, Jerry. You know, it really is. I don't want to ever restrict anybody's freedom of being able to call and say what they believe, and it doesn't matter to me if it's ridiculous or if it's something that I totally disagree with. I think that's the nature of the program.
Yeah, and
sometimes you can't. Sometimes you really can't comment on it.
No, they don't listen. They're so sure they're right. But one thing I wanted to point out... Representative Jack Kingston, Republican, Georgia, and it's being co-authored by Representative John Bozeman, Republican, Arizona, and the bill is H.R. 3226. And this is a Czar's Accountability and Reform Act that no funds shall be appropriated for salaries or expenses of any task force, council, or similar office which is established by the direction of the president and headed by an individual who has been inappropriately appointed to such a position.
A czar, you mean?
Yeah, one of the, you know that he's actually got almost 52 czars.
And you know who they're accountable to?
Him.
One person alone. They don't have to go through any legislative process or whatsoever.
I don't understand why Congress is allowing this to happen. Because at this point, what's the point of having our senators and representatives when President Obama is circumventing them with his own group of people are going to place rules and laws that we have to follow and we can't say anything about it?
Jerry, I got to tell you, there's a thing that's in play right now that I really never thought I'd have to face or never have to do. The Blue Dog Democrats, basically, are the people who are controlling what's going on in Obama's administration. And Obama doesn't like it, but the idea that what they can do is stop everything and get right down to the American people, because a lot of the people that are Blue Dog Democrats come from areas of the country that lean to be very conservative or at least down the middle someplace.
Mm-hmm.
So the Blue Dog Democrats have to do what politicians always do to get reelected, is to do what the public wants them to do. Now, the Blue Dog Democrats know that there's so much fire going on concerning the health care thing that they cannot possibly vote for that and expect to be reelected, which means the Blue Dog Democrats are not going to go over to what Obama wants. And so it gets right down to the American public and all of these protests and all these other things that are going on. Everybody, if you're from California and you say, okay, we got Nancy Pelosi, who's very, very, very liberal, and Boxer, who's very, very, very liberal, and Feinstein, but that's not the same way all over the whole country. There's a lot of Democrats in a lot of places like Georgia and Arkansas and places like this. If they vote down the party line, they're going to be out of office on the next election. And Harry Byrd is going to be out of office. He's down to 37% in the state of Nevada. He's not going to win. They've got two Republicans in that state, and both of them, one of them, has estimated 40% of that 37% for Harry Byrd. The other one has like 48% to Harry Byrd's 37%. So they're going to beat him in the election, which means they're going to throw him out of office.
But the problem is, they may vote the health care out, but Obama doesn't really care. He's got everybody sidetracked there while he's implementing his own private Congress. Not only is he where they don't have to answer to voters or anybody. He's also wanting his own national police force. And we've got the city police, we've got the county sheriff, we have the FBI, the CIA. You know, we have plenty of police, and I don't understand how Obama, with his czars, is able to implement going around our Congress and actually taking over the country. And well, I know I sound like a radical saying that.
Well, there's one thing he can't do, Jerry. He can have all the czars he wants to, but they don't have a vote in the Senate and the House. You see, that's where the rubber hits the road.
But they don't have to answer to them. This diversity czar.
Oh, I know. They got
have
all these things that he's
doing. What he's all about?
Well, this advisor to the president on health care is Rahm Emanuel's brother, and I don't know if you've heard anything this guy's written, but man, is he a radical.
Well, that's what your diversity czar is, and if he gets to implement going around Congress, which apparently Obama's allowing him to set up committees that will regulate what our talk radio does, and they're going to be off the air. And
I
just hope people wake up and realize that it isn't just health care. Obama is trying to take over every segment of our society where our Congress is going to be moot.
Okay.
They're just, why vote for him?
Jerry, I appreciate your frustration, and I appreciate your call.
All right. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
10 minutes before 9 o'clock, we have open lines. 221-1402 is our number. Our toll-free number is 1-800-521-1989. We're on 1670 AM and News Talk 1400 KQMS. Okay, we're 7 minutes before 9 o'clock in the morning. Dick, good morning. You're on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hi, Ray. Dick Dickerson.
How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Listen, just a quick call to remind your listeners of the city council forum that's going to be held Monday, the 31st of August at 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be talking about and listening to the folks about the problems with California government and how we can make some effective changes. So we want to just invite as many people who are interested in that topic to come on down and participate.
You were breaking up there. What are they going to discuss?
California governance.
Okay. And that's on Monday at 6 o'clock. Where's it going to be held?
City Council Chambers.
Okay. Dick, did you want to, this may be kind of a loaded question, did you want to respond to this recall thing?
I'm giving it all of the attention that it deserves.
I had to make a comment here because doesn't it take about at least a majority of the votes to get anything passed at City Council?
Well, it does. it's sort of nonsense. The recent information is that they're backing off of Mary because if she gets recalled, she could still run. Well, the fact of the matter is, if I were to get recalled, I could still run, too. So, you know, the whole thing is just nonsensical. I don't know where it's coming from or who is behind it.
Are you worried about it?
Pardon?
Are you worried about it?
Am I worried about it?
Yeah.
Not at all.
That's what I think it's probably the stance I would take, too. I don't think.
Yeah.
It seems every day in your life, something's going to jump up and try to bite you, and it's just you get to a point of saying, well, you know, that's kind of the way we live our lives.
Yeah, well, it's, I don't know. It's bloggers out there stirring each other up, as far as I can tell. I don't know what's going on.
You know, Dick, I read sometime in the paper, and I can't believe what some people say. It's like this morning they asked people how to improve the how they cut the budget and improve, and people get back on the same things, you know, the palm trees, which doesn't have anything to do with anything, and the bridge, which doesn't have anything to do with anything, and then and people say things like they wish they would quit paving, and I thought that's kind of strange because I think we've been behind on our paving for the past 5 or 6 years trying to catch up with it, and we do need to pave all these places where these makeshift roads and streets that they've done, and people criticize it.
Well, you know, when you're approached in the mall and you're asked a question that can only be answered with complex answers, it's kind of difficult to come up with something. And so you get the typical knee-jerk reaction that sticks in someone's mind over the time, like the palm trees and other things that the city didn't even pay for, by the way.
No.
But
Well, they take McConnell's money and they assume it's the city money, and they take the, you know, the tourism money and they assume it's the city money. So, you know, the things that people assume, and it's just not true.
Yeah.
You know,
well, that's the difficulty of, in my view, of asking complex questions and expecting a two-sentence answer out of people on the get-go.
Well, again, remind me about that. It's 31st at 6 o'clock at the council chambers. And,
right.
And it's an important meeting, and you'd like to get as many people to show up as possible.
Well, that's true. What we're trying to do is judge the community feeling about how we can change California government. Obviously, it's broken. Obviously, they can't handle their revenues and their expenditures and keep them in balance.
And you've been there. You were down there.
Well, I was down there, and I think I know a lot of the reasons why they're unable to do that. And that's why we want to get everybody together and see what we can do.
Okay. Dick, thanks.
Sounds good.
Thanks for the call.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. The state's stealing money from the city of Reading, Chester County. Ladies, man, you know, you turn around, you go, goodness me. We're frugal up here. We're conservative, and we try to do something, and other areas of the state are not as frugal and not as conservative, and they spend a lot of money, and all of a sudden the state has to go do these things, and the state comes along and takes the money away from you. Well, all the things you tried to save for a future. Here's another thing in the news I want to mention before we go out of here, because it shows me, anyway, how little I understand about people. The longer I've been in this business a long time, and the longer I'm in it, the more I realize I really don't know how people react to certain things. You think at some point in time you really get where you know it, but you don't. You're always fooled by it. You always have to be taken aback by something that goes on. This is an article out of Philadelphia. There's no doubt how Philly fans felt about having Michael Vick on their team as he trotted under the field for his first day in an Eagles uniform. In their 33-32 exhibition win over Jacksonville, Eagles fans rose from their seats and gave Vic a standing ovation. And that just absolutely floors me. How in the world? A standing ovation for what? Slaughtering dogs? Goodness me. Vic said he was moved by the welcome, saying, "I really didn't expect this reaction, but I was very thankful." And Frosty told me that the stadium is only half full. Are they all Vic's relatives? I don't get this. I mean, why would anybody want to applaud this guy? I mean, if you know what he did, you know what he was responsible for, and it was just sheer greed. I mean, this guy got more millions coming in than he can possibly spend, and he goes out and does something stupid like this and something really brutal. I just don't understand people's reaction. Vic was on the field for about 6 plays and completed all 4 of his passes for 19 yards. So it's one of those things. Anyway, it's been fun for the last couple of days. And last weekend, and quite frankly, the listeners of KQMS have always made my job very, very easy. They do respond, and it's very much appreciated. I'll be back here someday whenever they call me again. Anyway, we'll see you, and of course, Carl and Linda will be back on Monday. We'll see you again later. Take care. Bye-bye.